Okay, this is Frank Cifuentes again. My my story is called Kiko-san, El Encanicado de los Siete Mares, Kanikas Konashima, Japanese Love Goddess, 1951. A million years, it seems, has gone by since I shed tears over the loss of my Japanese love goddess, a story about lost love invented out of desperation, about dreams that could never be, a multicultural Hollywood story with a Chicano twist and lots of gin and tonic. Pero ya basta con este prelude. Let the song begin, maestro. Blue moon, I saw you standing alone without a love of your own. And suddenly, there I was on a USS LST 854, sailing on the outskirts of a menacing Sea of Japan typhoon, going through the straits between Honshu and Sasebo, heading for Korea with our tank deck filled with armed tanks, and kapow! One of the chains broke in the tank deck and sandwiched three soldiers sleeping in between it and the steel bulkhead. I was among the would-be rescuers. We first had to resecure the tank before it started slamming against the other tanks. No small task. But when we did, finally, we saw them smothered, their breath of life taken away from them forever. Two more Purple Hearts towards ending North Korean aggression in the fight to preserve the democratic institutions of South Korea. The night was a real ordeal for the deck crew. It was amazing how many kinds of crisis a flat bottom, 350 feet long, 40 feet wide piece of steel can face on the outskirts of a typhoon going through the Sasebo Straits. We steamed all night and lost a mile towards the Korean Peninsula against the storm tide, and considered ourselves lucky to have stayed afloat thanks to our impeccable leader, Chief Boatswain Mate Ski Novinsky, the genius put into designing our ballast tanks. For 2 days, it was a constant halle, halle, manning the ropes and responding to Ski's orders aimed at assuring our survival. He became the undisputed genius aboard from that point. Not that anyone doubted it from the beginning. Even the captain, who had some of the negative tendencies we read about Navy captains in popular novels, had a reverence for Ski's voice when he spoke to him. Ski, God bless his soul, knew that he could have the captain under his thumb, but he had great humility and loyalty to rank, being an all-time classic U.S. Navy salt. The captain and the crew inspired him to become even a greater boatsman. He took on the enormous challenge of whipping young seamen into shape and turning us into first-class deck apes. He failed with me, but that's another story. We got through the storm and landed in Busan to take on more soldiers and armed tanks to land during the Incheon invasion. All these movidas were hard to take, especially after liberty.